Hello everyone and welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. I know it has been a long time. It's just that I was super busy in last couple of months. That's why I didn't get time to make more podcasts. But finally, we are sitting down to make new episodes and publish them. In today's podcast, in today's episode, we are talking about one huge chapter which came to an end in my life recently. So while I'm doing my service design masters, I had to take a lot of professional experience. And for that, I was doing a lot of internships with various companies. So in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about my opinion about what I learned through it, what were the experiences like, and what am I looking forward to in my career, in my service design career or career as a designer. It's very interesting and amusing. At the same time, the things which I did back in the day in 2015 in Mumbai, how they are linking back to what I'm doing now, it's like a very interesting relationship and it's like connecting the dots, which you will come to know while you listen to this podcast. So this podcast is filled up with a lot of exciting things. So let's roll the intro and get into it. But for the people who are watching it and not only listening to it, I might not wear the same clothes because I'm making this intro separately from the episode and the episode was shot before. It's for the people who are watching it. For the people who are listening to it, doesn't really change. So without any further ado, let's roll the intro and start this amazing, exciting journey which came to an end, but looking forward to the next journey which is going to start super soon.
Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India, and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.
So, around January of 2018, I was applying for internships as a part of my service design master. So we have to do a mandatory internship and I was applying to many places. I got through many of them as well. And during that period, I got accepted for Porsche Consulting as a service designer for 3 months. So I have two phases in my internship, which I've spent at Porsche. It's first 3 months when I came here last year. It was 2018, like March to May, March, April, May. And after that, I came back for 6 months in Porsche for writing my master thesis for my service design masters, which is also interesting. I'm going to talk about it. So there are two kind of phases to my internship. The first phase was first time ever I was working in a company. Like in my whole career till now, after mechanical engineering in Mumbai, I spent 1 year preparing for masters in design, as well as I spent a lot of time doing a lot of music projects, composing tracks for series, playing for a lot of big artists, a lot of stages. So all those things never ended up me getting a job. So I was always freelancing and doing interesting things. As a result, I never had experience of working for some company. So in form of this internship, that was my first opportunity to work as an intern or work in a properly structured company. And so it's pretty interesting. I have talked about it in my videos last year when I was also making videos during my time in Porsche last year, that there's a fun story behind it, which I would like to share with you guys as well. So during 2015, back in the day, I used to stay in Bandra East in my hostel while finishing my engineering in mechanical at RISV in Bandra West. And me and my friend Karan, we went to different service centers around the town near Kurla and all those areas where there were fancy ones like Shaman, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Porsche, and all those fancy service centers, just to see if we can get some sort of internship as anything. Like we were just pumped, or we were looking forward to just be part of these things and just be there and get some experience. It was 2015. Cut to 2018, I got opportunity. I was selected as one of the service designers to work at Porsche Consulting as an intern, and the things changed, and it was like reconnecting to the past, because we tried to go to Porsche service center in Mumbai and we were kind of ignored. So it was like, okay, that thing stayed back. And in 2018, I kind of got the opportunity to do so. So after coming here, I was mainly doing service design, UX design, some UI design, and also video making. And it's also fun to see that they picked me as an intern, because on my CV or on my website, which is thefunindianguy.com or suyogsrisboot.com, on that website, you will see I have four sections or three important sections, which is like design, music, and filmmaking. And because of the filmmaking part, they picked me because they thought there will be some sort of potential or some sort of good output from my end when it comes to designing and filmmaking. So in those 3 months, I ended up making also some concept videos for our clients. That's the difference second part that will also lead to what I did in master thesis or what I'm doing in master thesis. But just to let you know, those first 3 months were very different for me. Never, as I said, never worked for any company. It was a different experience. It was very new how to work as an employer. Like, though I was intern, I was also responsible for many things. So it was internship for sake of it, but I was really handling being the only designer in a team or being the only designer in the whole department. And our department was dealing with future services, future mobility services, and all those interesting topics. So that was a different edge to it. Like, when you sit down in a consultancy, when you are working for a brand like Porsche, and being a brand under Volkswagen Group, we had clients which were pretty interesting. So let me give you a quick update on it. So Volkswagen Group is one of the biggest automotive companies on the planet, and they own a lot of brands. And like, most of the interesting brands are owned by Volkswagen. I can give you quick examples. Like, Volkswagen itself is owned by Volkswagen Group. You have Audi, you have Porsche, you have Lamborghini, you have Ducati, you have Bentley, you have Seat, you have Skoda, you have MAN, the trucks, and all these interesting companies. You have Bugatti, and all these companies are owned by Volkswagen Group. So being part of a consultancy which helps automotive brands, especially the brands under Volkswagen, I was in a position where we were helping clients like Volkswagen Group. All these projects had impact globally. So being in that position where you are creating something for the future and just understanding or getting the gist that what you do now is going to create a bigger impact on all the brands, on all those things, makes it very interesting. And it was like a roller coaster, because I went here for the internship, and then I was exposed to all these bigger and huge possibilities. So those first 3 months were like an adjustment period where I was understanding how to work with a team of consultants and all those people, learning also the business aspect of projects, like being engineer and then a designer. I was lacking some sort of a business perspective, which I also got polished during all my time at Porsche Consulting. So that was first 3 months, experimental kind of, and understood what I really want to do. And after that, I applied for master thesis in the same team, because as I was making videos, my master thesis, which I wanted to create, is about, I can tell you now, because I've never talked about it actually on my channel, that now I'm creating my master thesis for design, and the title or the topic of it is called Hybrid of Service Design and Filmmaking for Innovation. Because I wanted to club the service design aspect, which I was helping them with, and video making skills, which I have learned over the last 2 years, which is also the anniversary next week. So all those things I wanted to merge to do something which I can really apply, or I can really understand and learn in my daily activity, and not to write some thesis which just becomes a thesis for sake of the masters. So I didn't want to do that. So I tried to merge them together also, thanks to my team and my professor in Politecnico di Milano, where I'm doing my masters. With their help, now I'm developing this thesis. So last 6 months I came back to write my thesis, as well as support a couple of projects again as a consultant. They never called me consultant, actually. As a service designer, can be a design consultant in a way. But that's how I was supporting. So I was supporting them with UX design, UI design, user interface. Not my main topic, but like to do it. I like the user-centered part of it, and the way we think about the users, and how some sort of features you want to show on your app or website can affect the whole journey or whole products you are creating. Because as we are going ahead in this era, all the products are turning into services. So basically, mobility services like Uber, Ola in India, all those things. Taxi was one of the products, let's say the automotive or the car itself was a product, and then there were taxis, and now the services are going all digital, and you have the car share options or car pooling options. So all the industries are sort of going towards the service sector. For example, even Apple has product, but their ecosystem is so good that now they are pushing a lot of services, all the softwares, all the ecosystem softwares they're creating in iOS. Google is all service-based company. So everybody's going into service sector. Being a service designer, it's also best time to tap into all those markets, because you have diversity of topics and kind of understanding how to solve problems or how to deal with problems with diverse teams, which I've already talked about in my video where I explain what is service design. So all those interesting things I got to learn in Porsche Consulting. And one of the key things which I learned was business perspective, how to think money not a good statement to put out there, but whenever you are doing projects on a bigger scale, you have to consider the money perspective a lot. Like being a designer, you're always pushing user-centered, how it is good for people you are like whatever you're creating, how it is beneficial for people, and all those things are in the ecosystem of designing new services. But at the same time, you have to think pragmatically about the numbers, the money involved in it. And that perspective, I learned a lot. I won't say that I'm best at it, but I learned a lot about money and all the business cases and how the finance part of the projects work, which is a great understanding and learning. And again, thanks to my team at Porsche Consulting, because of them, I find myself in a position now where I am able to at least understand all those key aspects when it comes to service design, or at a bigger scale when you are doing projects on a global, like a global platforms or global brands. So Porsche has been, so I always look at it as two phases. The first phase was awe moment, where I was all about, wow, Porsche, the brand, the cars, the luxury of it. As a consultant, you get to stay in all those fancy hotels like Ritz-Carlton. I'm staying there for the last 6 months now. All those five-star hotels, you're traveling in planes all the time. You're doing meetings. So the first phase, like the first internship last year, was all about that crazy attraction towards this lifestyle, which then in phase two was not at all important aspect for me, because then it became more into what I really want to do, what I'm learning out of it, what kind of impact I can create out of it, and all those things. So the fancy part was just for the first phase. Phase two was more about substance level, like what I'm really getting out of it. Because at the same time, when you talk a lot about social sustainability, sustainable issues, environmental issues, all those things on your channel, and you're trying also by yourself to go out minimalism, using like minimal things and not creating too much mess, not creating too much garbage, or all those things, you kind of get into a position where you as a person are following some sort of value. But then you work at a brand like Volkswagen Group, for example, which is, of course, not very famous for their environmental standards or for their the sustainability. But then you have to tackle that battle in your head. Like you as a person are always supporting sustainability and all those things. And then you work for people who might not be as hyped or as like pumped up about the topic itself. But then at that moment, I asked myself a question, like, if you want to change things, or if you want to at least impact a couple of people, or a couple of like very important people who can then lead to a bigger impact, you have to be in all these bigger systems. You have to work with these bigger systems to also understand what they're coming from and where we can go. Instead of staying out of the system and blaming the system, you have to get in and kind of try to create a good impact, understanding also the limitations of bigger companies. Because Volkswagen is a big, like, it's like a government. It's a huge bureaucracy in there. There are a lot of hierarchies. There are a lot of departments. Like, it's not very easy. So looking from outside, it's easier for us to start the blame game. But when you go inside, again, if you do a small good things, even the impact is bigger, because you are sitting in a brand which has a global impact. But when you do smaller things outside the system, again, your impact or the reach might not be as wide as where you stand in a bigger organization. So there are different layers or flavors to all the understandings or all the learnings I got out of this whole internship experience, working experience, how to time management. Of course, my first time, the first phase, I was not on time. I was delayed. Also deadlines, I was playing, like I was not up to date on the deadlines. And the phase two was, again, improving myself, being on time all the time, having that professional kind of attitude towards whatever you do, at the same time having fun. Because other part about Porsche Consulting is, as it's a consultancy, so everybody is wearing like white shirts, blue trousers, and properly ironed shirts, and all that very business-y look. And then I'm there with my Mickey Mouse t-shirts and all that. But those are my values, because again, having fun is not an option, is kind of the lifestyle I want to pursue. And you don't have to change. Like, if you are anyway delivering what you have to deliver, and if you are anyway impacting with your work, I think outfit doesn't matter. Like, it's 2019. Who cares about outfit when it comes to businessy look? Everybody should care about the outfit, because then the discussion goes into circular fashion and then fast fashion and mass production and all those things. But exactly, you don't have to look businessy to do business. You don't have to look super professional to be professional. And that look or that stereotypical visual of somebody who is professional and not professional is now changing, because we have to change. Because what's important is your work, and stay focused on that. And that kind of thing, which I kept to myself, I didn't let the surrounding affect me when it came to that aspect. So that was also fun. Thanks to my team, because even in bigger meetings when they were very, very important people, I had a word to say. It was not like you are intern, you're bottom of food chain, you don't get to speak. It was not like that. I always had a opportunity to say what I think about the project or what we should do and all those things. My inputs were taken seriously and appreciated well, because then when somebody appreciates, your team member appreciates your things, then you are more willing to do good things and you also learn on the way. And when your teammates are also helping you to polish yourself, it's the best. And luckily I got the right people, and it's always about people, and that's why I enjoyed my time at Porsche Consulting. So my thesis again is about service design and video making. I kind of made a framework where innovators can use videos to innovate future services or future concepts, which is interesting. I'll do videos on that once my thesis is locked in July. I'm presenting, and in July I get master's degree. Super duper looking forward to it. My parents are coming to Italy, and then we also travel. Those plans you might get to see, or maybe not, depends on my decision if I want to film during that and make it a exhausting update the YouTube channel thing, or just relax with my parents and spend some time with them. So now next week it comes to an end, the internship at Porsche. A bit sad because I will miss the people I worked with, and it's mixed feelings. Like, I really want to work on the projects I'm working on. So there could be possibilities in future, which I will tell you once I'm updated well on that. And I have some more detailed view on the future. So we will update you guys. But future is exciting, and I'm very positive about it. But at this moment, on this Saturday afternoon, just 1 week left at Porsche Consulting, feels a bit sad. First week of June, I will not have a place to go to, and I will not have all those interesting, cool people to work with. But then I have to focus on my thesis, lock it down, submit it, and then that phase will be over, and then we approach new things. And in between, and meanwhile in June, we have a lot of plans for the channel. I really want to shape this channel into something very interesting. Just like the activity which we did in the morning, where I got people to decide what we should do or to co-create. It was really interesting. So I want to start a channel, not a YouTube channel, a medium or a platform where we can share the ideas, and it can be the Fun Indian Guy community or some sort of a co-creational aspect to this channel. I really want to do it, and I will find a way to do it, because it's fun when people are around and we are co-creating. That has a really different feeling and that authenticity intact, instead of me being one way and one directional channel. So let's do that. I hope there will be people who are interested to get on board on that kind of idea where we co-create for this channel. And speaking of co-creation, I had some questions. Let's see if I answered them. Question by Kaustubh was overall experience, which we talked about. Yes. Vaibhavi asked all about the internship and how you approached it. Approaching part, I explained it last year. So basically, Porsche Consulting came to our university. Like, they emailed the university to ask for interns, and then a lot of people around the world applied for it, including my university, some universities in the United States, some in Netherlands, some in Finland, some in Germany itself and Italy. And then I was selected for the internship. Was really a narrow chance, which I got. Super lucky to be in that position. So that's how actually they approached us, and then we were onboarded. We, as in I was onboarded for this internship. Then Kaustubh asked, is it really worth to work for the company like Porsche in the future? So I kind of touched this topic. Like, Porsche is amazing. The way the people work there, crazy. Best engineering, best bright minds in business who are working in consulting, very professional, bit old school, bit hierarchical. So when it comes to working, as I said, it's always about the people. So brand, yeah, it's good. It's good to be under a hood or umbrella of Porsche. But for me, people are important. And as far as that goes, I would really like to work with people I met during Porsche. So I would like to look forward to that, as in the end, it's always about the people. But the question kind of was the company like Porsche in the future. Yeah, it could be a nice way. It looks very nice on your CV. It looks very professional. At the same time, you also have sense of pride when you have a brand like that. Also, visa processes and all those things become easier when you have brand like that on your CV. But let's see. For me, people are important, and brand comes second. And then the lifestyle, having fun thing, having freedom to do what I want, and not really having this attitude that I'll work for 5 years now and then I'll have fun or I'll spend a lot of money. No, I unfortunately or fortunately, I will not fall for this kind of attitude because I really want to have fun from the beginning, and it's pretty much possible. So I'm going to try that. Let's see how it goes. Again, these are future plans. We'll talk about them as we proceed towards them. But that's the main attitude. Like, do not keep your amazing fun plans on hold. Do not keep your activities which you really want to do for future. Like, if you really want to do them now. Find a way and do them now, because there's no... I don't see a point of waiting for something. Doesn't make any sense. And Animesh asked, how was your journey as a service designer? I've done a lot of videos about that. Now we talked about kind of part of me being a service designer in Porsche. But this question in itself is really interesting. Maybe when I'll do a dedicated podcast about my thesis and how I approached merging service design and video making, these two skills which I have to make a product, a combined product, that time maybe I can deep dive into my journey as a service designer. But so far it's really good being a service designer master in a university like Politecnico di Milano, which is like sixth in the world for design right now. Also gives you bigger possibilities and like a good perspective, because the kind of courses we had in university, which I talked about in two podcasts back with Akanksha, because she's also from the same university, it's very interesting. Super happy to be in the position where I am. And super happy also to be here to share it with you, and super happy that you are here to listen to me. Really means a lot. So that is like the last part of this podcast now. This podcast is coming to an end. I'm thinking of making 5-minute podcast in the future, also easy to consume. Let me think about them. Once this internship is over, I'll make a quick plan and execute. Apart from that, if you are watching the videos about the podcast and if you don't really have time or patience to sit down in front of the laptop and look at this video, don't worry. We have podcasts available on all the podcasting apps, including Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, and all those podcasting apps. Maybe Ghana.com. We might have some sort of collaboration coming with Ghana.com next month. Let's see. So all those podcasting platforms have my podcast on them. So it's easier to consume this podcast in audio format whenever you're commuting, working, or doing anything, because then you don't have to sit in front of the computer and watch it. So that's my preferable way. I listen to a lot of interesting podcasts. I'll share with you guys. For now, I can share one with you. It's called Mission Daily. They post daily podcast and they have different series going on. They're really cool. Very famous. Chosen by the Apple podcasting app. Like, it was one of the top podcasts of 2018. Give a listen to them. It's called Mission Daily. That being said, thank you so much for your presence, guys. It really means a lot that you are staying here till the end, listening or watching to this podcast. Means super duper a lot. With that note, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is not an option, it's a must. And I will see you when I see you, hopefully on 31st with one more video, which will make it the 100th video on the channel on the second anniversary of the channel. Let's see. Again, I have a lot of stuff to do. If I make it, then you'll get to see it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to subscribe and follow The Fun Indian Guy on wherever you're consuming this. Also on Instagram, because there I do questionnaires and I kind of include people in the process, or trying to include people in the process. So I'll see you there. Thank you so much. That's all. Now I really have to go and take a shower, because I got a new shampoo conditioner from a friend, Lucia. She also has curly hair and she recommended this thing to me. So, small happy moments in life when you have new toothpaste or toothbrush or shampoo. It feels a bit exciting to use them for the first time. So, I'm going to go do that, and you have fun. I'll see you when I see you. Ciao.